we have emphasized the word deliberate, for you are continually accessing the power of the universe. Anytime you feel emotion, you have added the power of the universe to your thought. That is the reason that those things that you are emotional about come to you faster. Those things that you really, really want come to you very quickly. And those things that you really, really do not want come to you very quickly. And here we will offer a process by which you may intentionally open a sort of passageway between you and the inner world, where a communication may flow in both directions, thus enhancing the experience of both the physical perspective and the non-physical perspective. This blending that we speak of is that which until now has been experienced by very few. But in your life experience, and it is our knowing, that many more of you, not all, but many more than ever before, will experience the benefit, the delight, the joy of being physically focused, physically creating, physically enjoying the delicious nature of physical experience while you have more deliberate access to the broader you. It is important that you want the accomplishment of this blending. You are dominant here in this physical place, and it is by the power of your wanting that your inner being will interact with you, co-creating this opening of the passageway. And so as you are indeed wanting the communication, then there is one more thing for you to do, and that is to allow it. The allowing is a very simple process, but it is that which many of you have not done before. It is the quieting of your conscious thinking mechanism. In other words, it is setting a time aside in every day, not a great deal of time, 10 or 15 minutes is enough, 20 is quite enough, where you will sit quietly, uninterrupted, where you are comfortable, where you will not be distracted by your physical environment. Your objective during this quiet time is literally to quiet your conscious thinking mechanism. In short, we say to you, think of nothing. And that is not an easy thing for you to do, for you have trained your thinking mechanism to be very responsive. And it is not quiet, not for long, before you are sound asleep. And so you are wanting to find a place in between, a place where you are not consciously focused or stimulated with thought, but a place where you are not asleep either. We encourage you to focus upon something that requires a little bit of thought, but not upon something that requires much thought. In other words, focusing upon your breathing, sensing your breath going out and coming in, or focusing upon the flickering of a candle. Many find it more comfortable if their eyes are closed, for then there are not so many visual distractions. For each of you, it will be different. For some, choosing a note to hold. For Esther, it is And as she discovered a comfortable note, it is different for everyone. And then focused upon holding it there, she found that it took concentration to stay upon that note, but not much. What you will discover once you have achieved the quieting of your conscious thinking mind is that you will feel no physical sensation. Esther said, I cannot feel the chair beneath me. In short, once you have achieved that state of numbness, you are now in the state of allowing. And so both sides of the equation for the deliberate creation of anything are in place. You are wanting it on the one hand, and you are allowing it on the other, and now your work from your conscious physical perspective is done. Now you are in the state of allowing, your inner being can do its work. To align the energies that are your physical energies and the energies that are your non-physical energies. And while they are not so different, they are different enough that alignment is necessary. When we speak of the blending or the opening of the passageway. We are not wanting you to visualize hacking a passageway between you and your inner you. It is not that sort of thing. It is the alignment of energies. And the reason for it is that your energy in non-physical is vibrating at a higher, faster, clearer rate than the vibration that is your physical body. And so the alignment is necessary for your comfort and for the effectiveness of the communication. During this process of alignment, which will take place over several days during your time of detachment, some refer to it as a time of meditation, but we are wanting to avoid that label, for there are so many different meanings for that. And it will also take place during your sleep state, once your wanting and allowing are in place. And as this process occurs, your physical sensation may be that of an awareness of twitching and itching and that sort of thing. You will find no discomfort, but you will be aware of sensations that are not sensations that you are used to. As that is occurring, and you consciously acknowledge it, it is probable that you will lose your sensation of numbness and the twitching and itching will stop. For as you begin thinking about what is happening, you are no longer in the state of allowing, and whatever is happening will stop happening. Your objective during this quieting of the conscious thinking mechanism is to remain unfocused, not thinking, so that your inner being can literally do its work. And as you are feeling the twitches and itches, that work is being done. There is not a standard amount of time that is required, for it depends upon your ability to quiet your mind. It depends upon the amount of time you are willing to offer to it. It depends upon the consistency of days. For while a long period of time in any one setting is not to your advantage, because it is very difficult for you to remain detached for long periods of time, a consistency of sitting in every day is, for it is a progressive function or process. In time, for some, it is a period of 30 days. For some, it may be a period of a year. You will receive some movement, such as the moving of a foot or moving of a hand or moving of your head upon your shoulders. And once you are receiving movement, then you may know that your inner being has accomplished an opening in your passageway, has accomplished clear enough communication that now, without your consciously sending the signal to move your head, your inner being is consciously sending the signal. And now it is time for you to set forth your next intention.